listening and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Susie Campbell, and she's the librarian for the Lewis Public Library and Heritage Center. Good morning to you, Susie.
Good morning.
Susie, you've had a lot of new stuff going on. You had an open house for your library not very long ago. Was that back in October?
November.
Okay. I know you had a lot of people visit. I hope you've had some more since then. But we're going to encourage some more people to stop by, of course, during the upcoming months. This is a great time to come to the library and get a book.
Absolutely. And the library is a very popular place. So
excellent. What are your hours, Susie?
They kind of vary. Monday, it's 12 to 6. Wednesday, it's 12 to 5:30. Friday, 12 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 12:30.
Okay. So I guess if you have a question about it, you could call the library, and you are listed under the Lewis Public Library there.
Absolutely.
In the phone book. So give
Absolutely.
A call.
And we're more than willing to open the library for anyone that, you know, would like to tour it if they're from out of town.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Good idea. Maybe there's a group that's looking for a program.
Mm-hmm.
That they could come and tour the library and learn about its history and look at the Heritage Center, and you could give them a good little tour and program, I think.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, talking about good things, and we're going to come back to the library, but we also need to tell people about some good things that are happening this Sunday.
Yes, we're having a soup supper. It's from 11:30 until 1:30, and we're having chili, ham and bean, and vegetable soups, cornbread, seasoned crackers, and, of course, the normal crackers, assorted desserts. And it'll be a free will offering, and the money will go towards a table for our meeting room.
Wonderful. It makes me hungry just talking about all that
stuff. I know,
it sounds
good, this kind of weather.
Yes, and you have some really good cooks in the community. I'm sure
they're
cooking up their favorite ham and bean recipe or chili recipe, and it's nice to have that choice for people because we don't always like the same thing. And then all those desserts. Oh, my gosh. I know they'll have a wide choice there.
Yeah,
And now where is that happening?
It will be at the community center.
And 11:30 to 1:30,
mm-hmm.
And donation? There's no
free will.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No set price. So
mm-hmm.
on Sunday, we'll hope the weather has cooperated. It will have cleared out. So Sunday noon, you could get out and have something really good to eat.
Absolutely.
Yes. So let's talk a little more about the library then in terms of course, the library has lots of books and things like that. But you talked about a table for the meeting room. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. That's the only thing that we didn't fulfill from our list of things wanted before we ran out of money. So that is something we'd like to have so people could come in and hold meetings, or we can have our board meetings back there and, you know, just a number of things.
And
right now we just have some borrowed tables to put things on.
About how many people will fit in your meeting room?
I would say a couple dozen probably.
Okay, well that's a nice
size.
Not
real large, but it's sufficient for most, you know, small meetings around.
Yeah, good. And again, if that group wanted to come and tour, they could also have their meeting there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
and we do have a small sink, a microwave, and a small refrigerator.
Okay. So if they wanted to bring snacks, they could do that. Okay,
uh-huh.
Great. So we need to remember that resource that you have there for the meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you rebuilt the library, you also added a Heritage Center. That's sort of unusual for a library, I think. I only know of one other in the area. That's up in Audubon. But tell us a little bit about the Heritage Center.
Okay. We decided to do that because we didn't feel like we could justify the cost just for a new library. But since Lewis is the oldest town in the county, we have a lot of history here. And a lot of things that people would like to have on display that, you know, their families no longer want, you know, or have a place for them. So this is an ideal place. And there's an upper level. It's kind of a, you don't go upstairs. We have a ramp or just a few steps, mm-hmm. but that's the Heritage Center part. And we've got, so many displays. It's really neat. In fact, we have a group coming Friday if the weather cooperates.
Mm, yes.
So it's just, you know, and I just received a phone call the other day from this lady in Illinois saying that her grandfather, great-grandfather, was a minister in Lewis, and she had a quilt that belonged to him. So she's going to make a trip down to Lewis and donate that to the Heritage Center.
Really nice addition, because you do have those articles. It's not, well, one of the things I remember when I visited there was all the pictures on the wall of the classes, and that's really fun to look at and say, oh, yeah, I know that person. Well, look at there when they graduated from high school, what they look like. And so lots of pictures and other books and kinds of things. Do you have a favorite thing there that you kind of go back to, Susie?
You mean in the Heritage
Center? Yeah, in the Heritage Center.
Oh, gosh. I think the class pictures are they're very popular, you know, because you see them just as you're going up the steps, and they have it all listed, the people that graduated from each class. We don't have every picture from every year, but there's just a few missing.
Well, maybe
but I think that's popular.
Yes. And Susie, maybe you need to come and look and see. Maybe there's somebody that has one of those missing pictures that they could give you.
Yeah, they've really done some looking. So I'm sure. I don't know. Maybe someday,
just like this lady from Illinois that called.
Right.
You never know.
That's
so
right.
We're visiting with Susie Campbell with the Lewis Public Library and Heritage Center. And really invite people to come by and take a look. Now, let's talk a little more about the library itself, because, of course, we expect books. Other kinds of things that people, other resources there besides books?
Well, we have a very active library because, since Lewis is very small, this is kind of the place to come when it's open. We have a puzzle going all the time. And the kids, of course, are very active in here. We have a movie day once a month, and either that or if they don't want to care to do the TV thing, there's games available that they can play, and we have 5 public computers.
5, wow.
Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate to have that many, and as I say, we have the coffee pot on all the time, so people come in and sit around and visit and have their coffee. And
do you have, like, DVDs, CDs, those kinds of things to check out?
Yes, we sure do. We have a lot of DVDs and a lot of big book selection. So far, we haven't noticed that big of a reduction, you know, from all the iPads and all the Kindles and all this stuff. So
hopefully people
will still want to check out books.
Yeah, some of us still like to hold a book.
I think so.
Yes, I do, too. And what about, do people donate books? Do you have a way if they have a book they want to give to you?
Yes, we have a lot of donation of books.
Okay.
And all they have to do is, you know, bring them in. And we just always tell people that if we can't use them, that they have to understand that we have to get rid of them then.
So
they know that.
Yeah, well, and that's good. And that's probably true with the things in the Heritage Center,
Exactly. Because space is limited, so they have to be, you know, very particular with that, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you went a long time. There are lots of people in the community who really helped to bring all the plans together to get this accomplished.
Oh, definitely. I said our main street looks so nice with the new fire station and now the new library. Mm-hmm. So we're very proud of it.
And you have a great community center. It's been in action for a number of years, but it's great to have that community center there also. So, lots of little town, but lots of things going on. And then in the summer, I think sometime in June, you have that Lewis Days celebration.
And we will again this year. I don't know the date for sure. It's usually the end of June. And our bandstand, our gazebo, was restored this last year, too. So that's another addition. There's a few things that need to be done on it, but it looks really nice.
So come visit Lewis. And you said earlier on that Lewis, of course, is one of the first towns in Cass County and was where the original courthouse was.
Right, exactly. Unfortunately, it's gone. But
yes, but I'm guessing you have some pictures and some history about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So and not everybody may know that. So and then one of the latest books that's sort of in the area is about Crystal Lake.
Yes. Our local Roy Marshall wrote that. And it's right now I'm out of the Crystal Lake books. He's in Texas, so he should be back shortly. He's got to get us stocked up again. But we have a supply of them, and we still have his recipe books that he wrote several years ago. They were all local recipes, and they have stories with mm-hmm. them. So those have been very popular mm-hmm. too.
Okay. Well, so if you're a regular patron of the Lewis Library, just keep on keeping on. But if you haven't been there, you really need to take a time, sometime, to go by and visit the library and the Heritage Center to find out more history about Cass County and Lewis and see what's going on over there in Lewis.
That's right.
Okay, and then lastly, we want to remind people this Sunday, the 24th, they can have soup from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Community Center.
You bet.
Okay, thank you so much, Susie Campbell, for visiting with us.
Okay, thank you.
And if you don't know the importance of cooperation, imagine a wagon with one wheel missing.